This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The drippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Silicon Trunk and Charge Rack Castle Mabel Sin spends today with the 10 best fake songs from movies and TV right after emails on our question. What did you or someone else totally forget? 844-999-OLA.
And we have Dave on the line. Dave, you were 11 years old. Your mom put you on a Greyhound bus with a duffel bag and your Nintendo to go to Wisconsin?
Idaho.
All right.
Moscow, Idaho, where the U of I is, right across the border from Pullman.
Okay, all right. You get there.
Yeah, and so I show up there, and there's no friend, there's no dad that come pick me up. So all I can remember is what Officer Friendly always told me back in the day was, press zero, because they always will have an operator. You know the old payphones?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so I pressed that, and I remembered my number. And my mom answered the phone, and she was like, damn. I forgot to tell them to come pick you up. I've never been there. I'm 11. I got a duffel bag and a Nintendo Entertainment System, and I'm ready to go to my buddy's house, who just moved to the U of I, and I'm stuck at a bus station. I have no idea where I'm at.
So did everything turn in all right? I mean, then, not in life.
Yeah, that was 30 years ago.
Okay.
So I'm cool now.
Okay. All right.
What did you do there in Idaho? Did you just, like, find somebody to help you? Did your friends ever show up? Why is your mom's looking at you? Damn.
The bus depot was really just like, there's this kid out here with a duffel bag and a Nintendo Entertainment System. And I'm 11, so I'm, like, trying to tell her, like, you know, this is Donkey Kong and Super Mario Brothers with the Duck Hunt split case, you know what I'm saying, with the zappers and stuff. I'm just trying to go to my friend's house. I have nowhere. I'm in Moscow, Idaho.
You're in Moscow, Idaho?
I tried to cross from Pullman.
With a Nintendo? You mean the kind of bag that has a side?
She put me on a Greyhound bus, and she said, go see your friend. I'm gone.
Dave, you're an interesting man.
Yeah.
And I mean that.
Mm-hmm.
He called his mom, and his mom just said, damn.
What happened?
That might be my favorite part of the whole story.
We
could have just ended it there. I'd have been fine.
Damn.
Oh, boy.
What did you or someone else totally forget? 844-999-OLA.
I think he thinks we forgot what the hell a Nintendo was.
I know. You know that thing that's big and puffy in the sky and looks like cotton candy? Cloud? Yeah.
Yeah, man. Clouds.
Yeah, no, I do know.
Hello, Josh. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I work construction, and we were up on a small island here in Washington for 6 months, you know, bar hop and everything like that. So everything gets a little hazy. And I went home with a gal and then realized she was married until afterwards.
Wait, what? You went home with a girl and didn't realize that she was married until afterwards, you said?
Until after everything, right? Yeah, she told me, oh, you got to go. I was like, what's up? She's like, oh, I'm kind of married. Oh, kind of married, huh?
Tony, are you saying that
anyways,
she... Okay.
So, I thought I left... So, the next day, tried to find my wallet.
Oh, no.
And I thought I left it at her house. So, as I'm working all day, I'm calling the Uber we got to her place in. Nothing. Didn't find a wallet there. And then the last bar I went to wasn't open till 5. So, I thought, oh, great. Her roommate or someone found it, and now I'm going to be dying because of what her husband does.
Did you leave the wallet at her place?
Did you find it?
So I thought I left it at her place, and then come to find out it was actually at the last bar.
Oh, okay.
I went to the luckily.
All right. This is like guess the outcome.
It is. Choose your own adventure. Yeah.
Just a big hole you can drive a truck through of a pause, and you wonder, like, is it over? Do I ask more questions?
So I met a girl. We went to a bar. I mean, what is going on with the last two phone calls?
What did you, let's try it again.
I keep thinking their phone is dropping out, right? Because I'm like, why would you pause there? It's like if you say happy birthday. Happy birthday. I mean, it's just,
or you do it as a question.
How people talk.
Birthday.
I mean, like, what the hell? Just finish.
Okay.
The sentence.
Let's see what we can do. What did you or someone else totally forget? 844-999-OLA.
It's like talking to Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Everybody, I'm glad you're here. Hello, Josiah. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So back when me and my buddies were doing a lot of drugs and whatnot.
Can't tell that you stopped, to be honest with you, Brad.
It sounds like it could have been this morning.
Could have been about a minute ago.
No, I don't smoke or do any drugs anymore. I drink, though. But
yeah.
It was about 3-4 years ago. I was working up at Stevens Pass, and me and so was my buddy. We'd drive down the mountain, go to my other buddy's house, and end up doing some Molly, and then we get thirsty, so we go to the gas station, and one buddy's in the back seat. He goes inside to go get us drinks, and he comes back out, opens the door, closes the doors, and me and my buddy, meantime, are sitting in the front seat, rolling pretty hard, jamming out to a song, just vibing with it, and then we drive back to his house, and my buddy's phone starts ringing, and we look at each other, look in the back seat, look back at each other, look at the phone, and we're like, oh, F. So we had to go back and pick him up.
You left him.
He forgot his wallet in the car, so when he opened the door and closed it, we thought he got in, but he was just grabbing his wallet.
Never occurred to either of you to actually physically
So you just basically
look.
Drove off while he was standing there?
No, he went back into the store to pay, but we thought he got in.
Okay.
He left his wallet in the back seat.
When's the last time you did drugs, man?
I haven't smoked weed in probably like 4 or 5 months, and that was probably the last time I did drugs.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah, if I'm a cop, I don't believe you, man. Like, if I pulled you over and you're like, hey, man, I'm telling you, I'd be like, get out of the car, son.
Well, I'm in school to get my CDL right now, so I'm not.
Oh, cool. Okay.
All right, that makes sense.
It does make sense.
I believe you. I'm saying if I'm a cop and I heard that voice, I would not believe you. Nah, man, I'm not doing nothing, bro.
That's pretty bad, too. Is the other guy's on drugs. Now he's just stuck in the 7-Eleven.
That had to be so surreal for him.
Where did they go? Don't you, what did you or someone else totally forget?
Hello, Alex. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Hola.
I am... So my mother is a quadriplegic.
Jeez.
And in a wheelchair since she's 14. It's crazy. We have to book a hotel, so she books it for a business trip that she's going on for 2 weeks. She fails to tell them that she is in a wheelchair.
So what does that mean for her as far as her entire trip goes?
Well, you know, for us, it's no big deal. But for her, you have to have the handicap showers that are rolling. You have to have a chair for the shower. You have to have the bathrooms big enough to be able to accommodate getting a wheelchair in, let alone the rooms. Have you ever walked into those rooms that are so small? You can't get a piece of luggage around the corner. So it's got to be big enough for the wheelchair. It was on the second floor.
So what do you do? What do you do now?
So it was for a conference, so, you know, there are a lot of people in town. We had to scramble and find her a handicapped hotel accommodation somewhere else because there weren't any in this place.
How hard is that?
When conferences are in town, it's pretty hard because they fill them up like regular rooms when other rooms are full.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's why I use the handicapped stall in the bathroom, you know?
Yep. I mean, and they're nice because sometimes it's a, like, straight rolling shower type thing. and it's half the size of the room. So sometimes even I'll ask for them because I want that big shower with the hand
room. Oh, now you're taking some handicapped person's room. So they say, I'm sorry, all these rooms are booked. You're going to have to find another hotel. And there you are parking in front of the store.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so true. As I'm sitting here in a handicapped parking spot.
Jeez, man.
Are you picking up your mom?
No, I actually have sarcoidosis. So it's like an invisible disease that'll kill me one day. But
what is it? What is it?
y'all remember Bernie Mac?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He died of sarcoidosis. It's an autoimmune that attacks your internal organs. It thinks you're your own enemy. So it basically attacks you.
So what does that mean? Like day to day, what are the precautions you have to take so you don't quite end up like our friend Bernie Mac?
Getting the flu is bad. Getting sick can be bad and put me in the hospital.
So do you get the flu shot every year when they encourage people to do that?
No, but everybody in my family does. I don't because I'm allergic to it, but everybody else does. And
so does everyone else in your family. They don't have any the same problems you do, right?
No.
Okay. And do you ever get accosted by people who, like, as you say, it's invisible? To me, cancer is invisible. You know, walk to someone like, look, I can see the cancer in your body right now.
Right.
So do people say stuff to you if you're parked in a handicapped spot?
Once or twice, and I have a card that actually says Washington State disabled placard, and it has my name on it. And so it's from the state when you get your license, when you get your plates.
And then what?
And you have to carry it.
Then do people apologize to you after you present this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I would feel awful.
Of course you feel awful.
I've done it.
You've said something to somebody?
Yeah.
And what did they do?
His buddy was like, no, actually, this, this, and this. And I was like, I am so sorry.
I still say it.
Yeah, it was just like a fan. It was a Corvette, just like blaring music and a handicap. I was just like, come on, man. And then his buddy was just like, actually, blah, blah. And I was like, yep.
Yeah, but you know what? You feel kind of like a turd in the moment, but the good side of it is, at least there's people that are out there, right?
Yeah.
That don't want you to do it. So, like, you're on the right side of things. Even if you come off as a callous idiot, Ted. That's what I'm saying.
You're trying.
Your heart's in the right place.
Yes, it is.
You should just shut your whore mouth.
That's basically what his friend said.
Okay.
I like where your head is. Shut your damn mouth.
Coming your way. The word is all about the kids today. And the drunk in charge, Ryan Castle, will be in to sit and spin today. We get the 10 best fake songs from movies and TVs. That's all on the way after emails on our question. What did you or someone else totally forget? Those emails coming up next from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Our question, what did you or someone else totally forget? Here come those emails to the men's room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Our question, what did you or someone else totally forget? When I was about 7, my parents forgot to pick me up from school and a teacher had to take me home. By the time I got home, they were already having dinner. That from Austin.
Damn.
Guys, I was born. I spent a month on in an oxygen tent for a month there at Children's Hospital. I had double pneumonia, the Hong Kong flu, seizures. Basically, children saved my life. And the lack of oxygen might explain a lot. I think Ted was also in a tent. Anyway,
I was a bubble boy for a month.
Yeah.
You call it a bubble, he calls it a tent.
I think it sounds cooler that I was in a bubble.
Yeah, man. Bubble sounds better. Tent makes it sound like, you know, I was kind of chilling. Like, I wasn't doing great, but it's kind of a retreat. Bubble just says, man, I was messed up.
After I was released, my mom took me back for my first checkup, and everything was fine. She got in the car to leave, and the nurse ran out yelling, Mrs. Lang, you forgot your baby. way to go. And from Jolly Joe.
Oh, thank God they're safe. Oh, it's my pride and joy. I love them so much. Thanks for the good news. Did you want to take your kid with you?
Guys, my wife and I were sitting in a bar. I noticed a calendar on the wall. It was our fourth wedding anniversary. Both of us missed it. Bartender told Buddy, the owner, we sat at his table the rest of the night. All the beer was on him. I know you don't normally ask if the caller is still with the person in the story, but we've been married almost 28 years. That from John. And John, based on what you said that story was and how it shook out, of course you were married for 28 years.
Hey, you both forgot. That's fair.
Exactly. Like, it's okay. No one's going to get mad at anybody. I forgot my first day of work after I got a promotion. I worked at a movie theater and got promoted from a cast member to a manager. I was so excited because this was my first job. A few days later, I decided to take advantage of my extra free movie tickets, bring some friends. We go to watch the movie, and the movie doesn't start on time. Another manager came in to announce the projector had shut down, so she was passing out free passes. When she got to my row, she saw me and gave me this look. "Don't you work today?" I'd never run so fast across a building before in my life. Turns out it was my first day, and I left a change, came back, and they told me, "Never mind." General manager let me let it go. She hated me ever since that. I made sure to remember my schedule from then on.
Mm-hmm.
That from Samantha. Guys, a while back, my buddies and I were smoking weed, and we decided to go to Taco Bell to get some food. When we were at the order menu, I looked at it, knew exactly what I wanted, then drove up to the window to pay. Try to get my debit card, and the lady looks at me and says, "You forgot to order." So we had all the workers staring at us because they knew we were stoned, and ordering food at the window takes 10 times longer. That from Red the Chicken Man. Do we have any comments?
We got a few here. Let's see. I left my wallet at an ATM in Union Square in San Francisco. I put my money in it and then completely forgot to put the wallet in my purse. A man caught me at the end of the block to hand it back, which is amazing because in my time in San Fran, I feel like they would take that just to pay the rent. We were halfway to Canada when my friend realized they forgot their passport. Good times.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost died of heat exhaustion after being left outside as a toddler in Albuquerque. God damn,
wow.
Buddy.
Yeah, okay.
Your parents are trying to kill you.
All right, do we have time for a few extra emails in the men's room at mensroomlive.com?
You've got mail.
Let's move on to the birthdays. Wanted to wish my brother Austin, pronounced Wayne, a happy birthday. He's 25. He wants the Dirty Germans talking about being a delivery driver, and Wobbin saying Butterfly in German. From the best sister in all of the land, Tori.
All the land.
Yeah, you might be delivery driver, but I put the D in delivery.
Yes, the best part about being a delivery driver is all the cash tips and the free smells.
Yeah, that's not the only tips.
Yeah, Schmetterling.
What word is that in German?
Butterfly?
Yeah.
Oh. Schmetterling? Well,
Germans can make anything sound... Oh, look at beautiful Schmetterling!
Right. Super sexy.
It's a butterfly, man.
Guys, it's my 34th birthday today. Instead of having people try to guess which soundbite to choose, I'll choose my favorite. How about Thrill yelling "get" over some Sarah Palin's? Thanks, guy. That from, guys, that's from Toka in Kirkland.
So suck it up, cupcake!
Get!
So suck it up, cupcake!
Get.
Guys, today's my wife Eva's birthday. She would love for you guys to give her a shout-out for 52 trips around the sun fighting this cancer thing for the last 2 years. How about a barbershop quartet fish sandwich, please?
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich, maybe some dill relish in the morning, at noon, and at night, and at night.
Guys, my wife forgot it's my birthday today. I know you guys won't let me down. Can I please get a big old bong rip there to help drown my sorrows? P.S. I guess I can't get too mad at my wife since I didn't remember it is my birthday either until now. F getting all that from Ian.
You forgot to remind me it's my birthday.
How was I supposed to remember?
Guys, the best thing about having a birthday on the weekday is having you guys sing me the birthday song. So how about Mickey and Goofy talking about a little birthday tequila? With love, guys, that from Lenore.
Well, gosh, nothing wrong with having a little birthday tequila. Oh, the last time I did that, I believe I'm responsible for a litter.
You know, Mick loves tequila. He likes a lot of liquor. All the time. It's just part of being a mouse. But tequila's great. Don't take those training wheels. Kick them off. You're grown up now.
And most people don't know this, but old Mixter here's a titmouse.
That's true. And all of us titmouses love tequila.
Guys, please give a birthday shout out to my husband, Chris. He is the big 5-0 today. I love him so much and want the whole men's room world to know. I love you, babe. Happy birthday to you. Love, Shelly. Give me "Your Penis Is Too Small" for Crescent, and she didn't request anything, please. Wish Greg a happy birthday. He's 56 years old. Can you give him an original fish sandwich and the Dirty Germans talking about his imaginary friends, Alpina and Squish? Rock on. That from Paul.
Fish sandwich.
Yeah, I do not know if they are imaginary, as me and the other dirty German are often known as Alpina and Squish.
Yeah, yeah, see, I like to spend time with Squish, but I try not to befriend them.
Yeah, a favorite flavor of ice cream for Ben and Jerry's.
Squish.
Yeah, hi, guys!
This tastes like Squish.
Yeah. Here you go!
Happy birthday to you.
Yaws of Dirty German is brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweineflash.
A couple extra emails here real quick. Guys, first time emailing you. Craziest thing to happen in my home. Waking up to go pee after passing out for a few hours to about six cops in my hallway living room.
Good time.
Apparently my ex's baby's daddy threatened me drunk at the bar, so someone reported it and the cops came to my home to make sure I was okay. I really freaked them out when they showed up to my door. I cracked it open because it had to be slammed to actually shut, and I hadn't done that when I came home earlier, so I kind of walked in. That from the lovely Everett. Bitches, story about what happened in my house. I used to live in Winnipeg, Manitoba. We used to have parties outside, sit by the fire, play guitar, sing some tunes.
Sure.
One night around 3 a.m., three guys jumped over our fence and started assaulting people. Everyone panicked and scattered. My wife and I confronted the guys and asked, "What the hell do you want?" Well, they proceeded to stab me in the arm, then went for my wife. I pushed her out of the way, and she just got a scratch. Meanwhile, in the back alley, one of our good friends was being stabbed over 20 times in the neck. He later passed on away at the hospital. 10 people were injured that night, and a month later, my wife and I moved to Victoria. Good times. That from Dwayne. That's what happened at Dwayne's house.
That is the worst cannabis story I've ever heard.
Man. A couple odd names here, Gentleman and Wobbin. The other day we were talking about odd names, and I figured I'd email in a few. I went to school with Richard Wacker and Mee-Ho. My next-door neighbor are Van and Carol Carroll and Tom Thomas. My father-in-law's best friend is Richard Dick. He goes by Dick Dick, and a former co-worker of my mother's was named Iva Hickey. Oh, let's see here. A couple of corrections. Sorry, gang. It is not legal to pump your own gas in Oregon. Then again, it is legal. It's allowed only at standalone gas stations in counties with fewer than 40,000 residents. So definitely and not any of the cities. That from Maynard. So probably where you're like driving through to go to Burning Man, one of those old towns might have it where you could do pump your own gas. But if you're in a major metropolitan area, they won't let you do it.
I'm glad.
Mm-hmm.
I want to keep making fun of them for it.
Yeah. Guys, I listen to your show on the podcast all the time. Thanks for the laughs. Long story short, in Iraq, we had this guy that would always eat everyone's snacks from care packages, especially peanut butter cups. One day, I rubbed my bees on it, leaving hair tracks and all. I put it back in the package on the shelf in our office. Everyone knew but him. He ate it, and then we told him. Needless to say, he stopped eating everyone's ass. Thanks for the great laughs. That from Rob. Guys, concerning the question about what happened to your meemaw, a few years ago she slipped and fell in Walmart and literally poked her eye out. She is still blind in that eye to this day.
Jeez.
Strangest thing you've seen while driving. A few years ago we were driving down a highway between Appleton and Green Bay, Wisconsin. We passed a sign that was supposed to say, "Furniture for your home." However, the M and E were both burned out on the sign. So people were slowing down to take pictures of the sign. It said, "Furniture for your hoe."
Furniture for your hoe?
Furniture for your hoe.
Get that hoe some furniture.
So we call, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. But first, the drunk of charge is in the house. And once again, it is time to sit and spin now.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Oh, yeah, look who it is. The drunk of charge, Ryan Castle in the house.
Sorry I couldn't bring Rob Thomas with me again this
week. Oh, yeah.
It is a damn shame.
He apparently had some things going on. He had some Aretha Franklin thing he had to do.
What is the Aretha Franklin?
I don't know.
Was he having sex with Aretha Franklin? Is that what you're saying?
Well, she's passed on, Steve, so that would be weird.
No, it'd be really weird.
Okay.
I mean, but he struck me as a weird guy.
Not unheard of, but a little strange. So I figured I'd try and pull this one together on my own this week. I have a problem with the title on this, though. So Entertainment Weekly has a definitive ranking of the best fake songs from TV and movies, and I would say that these are real songs from fake bands.
Right.
You
agree? I mean, they're real songs.
The songs exist. They might be from movies done by fictitious artists or fictitious bands, but that doesn't make the song fake. Am I right?
You are right.
Yeah, yeah, the song is a song.
Thank you.
Sure.
The group is fake.
So these are real songs from fake bands on TV and movies this week on Sit and Spin.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Number 10. Oh, most of them are terrible, too. It's like a taste of butterfly. I see the gates of paradise. Your taste. Also, I think if anybody's going to get a lot of this, it's going to be Thrill because he has young kids. I'm not familiar with Cora Corman. Anyone in the room?
I am not.
This song is called Buddha's Delight, and it advocates for a healthy vegetarian diet.
Oh!
That would explain why I've never heard this.
TV show and or movie is called Music and Lyrics.
You know what? My kids will never watch it. I don't want to hear about vegetables.
Well, you're lucky. You're lucky.
These are the 10 best fake songs from movies and TV on Sin
Real
Spin.
Songs.
Real songs. Whatever.
Number 9.
Speaking of vegetables, and it's right now occurring to me that a vegetarian sent me this, and I'm wondering if there's a theme to all of this. The band is The Beats, B-E-E-T-S, from the show Doug. Everybody remembers Doug.
Doug.
And the song is Killer Tofu.
Come on.
But the line is that I eat my sugared cereal, but it makes my teeth bacterial.
Wow. Thank you, Al Sharpton.
Jesus Christ.
And you're the sugar of cereal, but my teeth have gotten bacterial.
Witness.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 10 best fake songs for movies and TV on Six.
Real
songs.
Whatever.
Number 8.
Buddha's ancient skies. I've had these wandering eyes.
This is Inside of You by Infant Sorrow. You might remember the band in Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
So it is still right. It's still the right guy I'm thinking of.
Right.
I hope Bangers and Mash makes it.
This is a horrible song.
I love that song. I think it was meant to be terrible.
Okay, well, success. What is it again?
I like the theme, Inside of You.
Yeah. Jesus.
Okay. I think it's, I'm sure he's not talking like, you know, literally.
Oh, I think he is.
You know he is.
Why else would you sing this kind of song?
You know he is.
People write songs like this for people that you want to have sex with.
Speaking about her heart.
Whatever.
Yeah, right.
If it's long enough.
These are the 10 best fake songs for movies and TVs of all times on Sin Spin.
Number 7.
Remember, what was the show, that movie, Almost Famous?
Yeah.
Just trying to put some perspective on this list. Not on this list. This actually is from the Goofy movie. The song's called Stand Out by the band Powerline.
You mean gosh like Goofy? Goofy?
I believe that one.
Real. I did not know Goofy had his own movie.
It's a Goofy movie.
I'm a goddamn cinematic superstar.
Do the people who write this and actually perform these songs, do you think they get paid from BMI?
I'm sure they do. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, even though it's not like a real band or anything.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
These are the 10 best fake songs for movies and TV.
Disney does for this one. I'm sure they own the publishing.
I'm very sure.
I'm positive Disney
they own everything.
Case.
Yes.
Right. They own the song.
Number 6.
Scotty doesn't know that Fiona and me do it in my van every Sunday. She tells them she's in church, but she doesn't go. Still, she's
the movie is Eurotrip. Anybody remember Eurotrip?
Yeah.
I remember the name of it.
It's sort of in that American Pie vein, if I remember correctly, one of those. The band is Lustra, and the song is Scotty Doesn't Know.
Oddly enough, I'm looking at the comments here, and I've never heard of the song before, but a lot of people were saying Scotty Doesn't Know needs to be on the list.
Oh,
so there you go. Okay. You're welcome.
Congratulations all right. to all of you people with awful, awful taste.
You know one. These are the 10 best fake songs for movies and TV on Sin Spin.
Number 5. I said I wasn't gonna lose my head, but then
boy. We're back to music and lyrics for this one, which is where number 10 came from. The song is Pop Goes My Heart by Pop.
The name of the band is Pop.
It's Pop.
Correct. With an exclamation point. So
Pop! Pop!
Right. This is Pop Goes My Heart.
Anybody could do this.
Yes.
Okay.
That's why actual artists would not release this.
These are the 10 best fake songs for movies and TV.
They're real songs.
Not real songs.
Sorry. Right.
Sit and spin. Sure.
Number 4.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
1 second, please.
Please, Mr. Kennedy.
Boy, this rocks.
Please, Mr. Kennedy, from Inside Llewyn Davis. The best lyric, according to Entertainment Weekly. I'm 6'2", and so perhaps you'll tell me how to fit into a 5-foot capsule.
What show is that from?
Inside Llewyn Davis. I believe that's I believe that's JT, by the way.
Okay. For real?
Yeah, it sure looks like him.
He's falling off.
This is horrible, yeah.
Honestly, yeah, this is terrible. This is number 4?
Yeah. I didn't really research
it. It is Justin Timberlake.
10 best of fake songs for movies and TV on Sid and Spin.
Number 3.
This is one I think everyone knows.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
The Dreamers?
The fake band is The Wonders, and this is That Thing You Do from That Thing You Do.
I don't know
fair.
This one.
Everybody knows this song.
I don't. I'm happy
about
that.
Yeah, I don't either. Is this mostly for shows for kids?
No, this is Tom Hanks.
Movie. Yeah, Tom Hanks was in this movie. He was the band's manager. 10 best fake songs from movies and TV. I'm Sid and Spin.
Number 2.
Drive It Like You Stole It by Sing Street from the movie... Sing Street.
That's the name of the movie.
Right.
I have never heard of that. Ever.
Yeah, this list is kind of throwing me off. Yeah.
What about Pitch Perfect?
I haven't seen the movie, but I'm familiar with their existence, I guess.
Right.
And what about Walk Hard or Guilty as Charged?
Right.
Oh, yeah, Walk Hard. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, way to go, Entertainment Weekly.
These are the 10 best fake songs for movies and TV.
Not.
And we've made
songs.
It to
they're
number 10 one.
Of them.
Whatever.
One, number one.
A lot of you may have grown up with the Pussycat Dolls cartoon. This is from the Pussycat Dolls movie that came out. Josie and the Pussycats. That's a different thing completely. I'm talking about, you may have grown up watching Josie and the Pussycats cartoon.
Yes.
This is from the movie that they did a little while back. The song's called Pretend to Be Nice.
Pretend to Be Nice. That's solid advice.
Yeah.
If all else fails,
pretend to be nice.
Right.
It's like a job interview. Yeah.
Thank you, Ron Castle. We appreciate it. Still to come, we'll drink and toast with the shot of the day. The word is all about the kids. That's coming your way next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. But first, time for the word. And if you really want to swear sometimes when there are kids around, what do you use instead? Well, a new survey asked parents what alternate words and phrases they use. And things like what the frog actually showed up.
Come on.
The recent survey asked 2,000 parents for alternate words and phrases they use so they don't cuss in front of their kids. Do you have any, Steve, that you use, or do you just kind of let it fly?
No. I mean, the thing, I just don't cuss around the kids. And like I said, if I do, it's strategic. So I do not cuss around the kids. Okay. Just as a, same as being on the radio. But when you do drop a bomb on them, it's to highlight how upset you are about something.
Sure.
That's all.
Here are 10 of the most popular answers on alternate words and phrases so you won't cuss in front of your kids. Number one is, what the frog? Number two is using sugar instead of the S words. All sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, muck.
Muck.
M-U-C-K, muck. Oh, muck. Here's one of the good ones. Shiitake mushrooms.
No, I mean, come on.
I mean, you're basically saying the same thing.
Right, but just say it if you're going to say it.
Mother smucker.
Absolutely not.
Oh, Jesus, instead of oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, I feel like now you're talking to buckwheat.
Mm-hmm. One of the more popular ones, shut the front door.
Yeah, I've heard that one.
That one's still good.
Fire truck.
I mean, it begins and ends with the same letters.
Bull spit.
Bull.
As in a bull who spit. So you use bull spit. Oh, ship, with a P.
Again, just cuss if you're going to go that
way. Oh, ship, bull spit, fire truck, shut the front door. Oh, Jesus, smother smucker, shiitake mushrooms, oh, muck sugar, and what the frog. Others that appeared were fudge, nuts, shoot, for freak's sake, and what the heck.
That whole list is kind of knucking futs.
Sorry, Robin.
Sounds just as bad. You might as well say it.
Speaking of kids, a new study figured out the names of the kids who are the most and least likely to get in trouble at school. This is all based on an app where kids get virtual stickers for good behavior.
All right.
The top 10 names for girls who get in trouble are Ella, Bethany, Eleanor, Olivia, Laura, Holly, Courtney, Amber, Caitlin, and Jade. So again, the girls' names are most likely to get in trouble. Ella, Bethany, Eleanor, Olivia, Laura, Holly, Courtney, Amber, Caitlin, and Jade. And then there's the girls who behave the best.
Okay, what do they got there?
Okay, we have Alice.
Well, sure.
Emily.
Most Emilys are very nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hannah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Abigail. Sophie. Grace. Amy. Georgia, Emma, and Charlotte.
All right.
Those are the names where girls behave the best, believe it or not. The top 10 names
that, huh?
For boys most likely to get in trouble.
I don't know if I believe that entire list.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here are the names for guys who get in trouble, the boys. Joseph, Cameron, William, Jake, Joshua, Jamie, Lewis, Benjamin, Ethan, and Luke.
I feel like Ethan and Luke's, I've known a few of them to get in trouble. The other name, I know a bunch of kids with those names. They're pretty good.
So again, the boys most likely to get in trouble are named Joseph, Cameron, William, Jake, Joshua, Jamie, Lewis, Benjamin, Ethan, and Luke. And finally, the boys who behave the best. Jacob, Daniel, Thomas, James, Adam, Harry, Samuel, Jack, Oliver, Ryan, and Miles.
My BS.
Oh, no
BS.
Way.
BS.
That right list is crap.
That is right. Oh, right there.
Yeah.
That is unreal.
Yeah, it's unreal, isn't it? Well, but if we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Throhill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast the NFL's Chicago Bears. It should be noted that free agency is running amok in the NFL right now, but the Bears, they pulled this move before free agency started. By the way, just want to say, C.J. Mosley, we're going to miss you, bro. Have fun of the Jets. The Jets are going to suck. Anyway, we toast the Chicago Bears. Now, you may or may not remember their playoff game against the Philadelphia Eagles. Any recollection there, Ted?
Is that the one where they missed the field goal?
43-yard field goal. That's right. Bears kicker Cody Parker. He missed a potential game-winning 43-yard field goal, and they ended up losing the game.
Yeah, he donked it off the left
and
upright,
did the double
and
doink.
Then came back down on the crossbar.
The thing they don't point out is, it was tipped, but Parker is still going to get the blame, and he's considered, as they say, the guy who blew it. So now the Bears have replaced him with a new kicker. That new kicker's name, any guesses?
No.
Chris Blewett.
Well, hopefully he won't. His
last name is Blewett, and everyone's complaining because the former kicker blew it. So they hired the guy with the last name Blewett. Now, just real quick, just so you know, Cody Parker, who the Bears released, he had about a 73% average kicking
all
field
right.
goals. The one that they fired him for that he blew was actually tipped when he kicked it. This guy that they're bringing in, he's like a 65%.
Wow.
They hired someone who's worse. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola! It's going to get tested online for profile. This will take caller 9 now at 844-999-HOLA.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.